How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? In the last 90 days, how many books have you read? In the last year, what new skill or knowledge have you acquired? What kind of investment have you made in you? Keep your agreements. Keep your agreements that you make. And establish a network of people who will also do that.
You gotta have an insatiable appetite for success, all right? For knowledge. You gotta want it as bad as you wanna breathe. You gotta believe. Believe in what? Believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen to me, I challenge you. Why do I challenge? Because I know you can't. I know, listen to me, some of you, you're not even in the game. Can you do me a favor? Get in the game. You could be great if you just showed up. Get in the game. You want to be great. You want to do great things. You want to have greatness. You want to be great.
I've often said a man's character is not judged after he celebrates a victory, but by what he does when his back is against the wall. So no matter how great the setback, how severe the failure, you never give up. You never give up.
It's possible for you to live your dream. It's necessary that you associate with winners, that you work your system, that you are relentless, that you never give up. It's you. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I can do this, that it's hard. But you've got to say, I'm the one. I'm the one to make this happen.
I want to tell you about success strain. Success strain. Success creates strain. It challenges your ability to grow and to evolve. The very thing that you're here to get is the very thing that's going to drive you nuts. It's strain, the strain of winning. Stress is an indicator. It's a benefit. It's a favor. It lets you know you're at your limits. It does not mean that you cannot do it, but it does mean you have to change something. Anytime there is stress, you have to change structure or strategy. Whenever I am stressed out, it is an indication that I don't have the strategy or the structure for where I'm at, and that stress is a warning bell that you need to reboot, recalibrate, and either change your structure or your strategy for what's about to happen in your life. That just as soon as you have it down in a nice, neat little box of how you think it's gonna go, and that when I walk down here, this is what is going to happen, by the time you get there, it will never be what you expected it to be. So you gotta get used to being a little disappointed. You gotta get used to being a little bit shocked. You gotta get used to walking into situations and being flexible and adjustable. Because if you are not flexible, you cannot survive. Because success can be just as daunting as failure is.
Dude, how do you people know what day it is? You're not busy enough. You need to be so freaking busy that you don't know what time it is. You don't know if it's before lunch, after lunch, before dinner, after dinner. Come on, you've had those productive days. Remember the day when you were so productive, you literally worked through lunch and dinner, and you looked up at 7 o'clock, you should have been home an hour ago, and you're like, dude, I hadn't had lunch or dinner. You know why? Because that day you were eating the marketplace. You were consuming the marketplace because you were active, productive, hitting it, slamming, creative, and completely committed. Look, that's where you need to be today. If you don't like your financial position in life, you need to get so busy, okay, so consumed, so obsessed with activity.
Outstanding, magnificent, unstoppable, extraordinary, not excellent. It's a different level. It's a level where you are not one of the best, You are the best. And you know what's amazing? You only have to be 2 millimeters more than everybody else and you get everything. You get the joy, the laughter, the fun, the family, the passion, the economics, the freedom, the spirit. It's all there. What Jerry Maguire called the quad, baby. All of it. And it's just 2 millimeters above, and most excellent people give up because they're exhausted. And there's some people who go, the harder I hit it, the more I hit it, sooner or later it's going down, I'm not stopping. And when you do that enough, it pops open.
That's a problem. And it would be good if you could fix it, but you haven't got a clue about how to fix that. You just walk around that and go find something that you could fix, because if you muck about in that, not only is it unlikely that you'll help that person, it's very likely that you'll get hurt yourself. So, you know, just because while you're experiencing things announce themselves as in need of repair doesn't mean that it's you right then and there that should repair them. You have to have some humility.
He put it very well. He said, when you change the way you look at something, what you look at will change. Change your perception. Do you know the reason most people don't make decisions? Because they can't see how they're going to get there. So what do? They keep doing things that they can see how they're going to get there. And that's why their life never really changes.
If you don't own something, you're not the boss. You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do. Why be subservient? You must be the master of your own kingdom.
I've always said, people are designed for success, but something called life comes along and programs and conditions them for failure. The world starts wearing those dreams down, and they start just existing. They give up on their dreams, and they start just accepting. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Not for you. Not for your life. But you have to show up and fight like crazy. Fight like a junkyard dog for your dreams and for your life. You've got to demand success and happiness for your family. Life will give you what you accept.
If you're setting and writing down goals for yourself, you're already in front of 95% of the population. But if you want to get in front of 99% of the population, before you even ask yourself how you're going to go about achieving your goals, you need to ask yourself why. Why do you want this? Now, a good why might be, oh, I want to be rich. And why? Well, because then I'll have a lot of money. A good why might be, well, I wanted to get into shape. And why? Well, because I want to be attracted to the opposite sex.
Hey, work to your potential, not your quota. If you want to stay really motivated, if you want to answer the question to why people that have already made it keep pushing, it is because they don't operate on quotas, they operate off potential. They're driven to reach their potential. This is also tied to their ethical obligation. They know what they're capable of. The most powerful man in the world has 24 hours in a day to get what he or she needs done. The richest man in the world has 3,600 minutes in one day to earn his money. The most educated man in the world has 168 hours a week to learn. The greatest athlete in the world has 365 days in a year to train. How much time do you have?
See, whatever you're doing, however you spend your time, that tells you who you are. So think about what it is you like to create in your life experience. Once I look at how you commit your time, once I do an evaluation on how you spend your time, I can tell you exactly what you're committed to. How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? In the last 90 days, how many books have you read? In the last year, what new skill or knowledge have you acquired? What kind of investment have you made in you?
A lot of people, as soon as they punch out, they rush home to sit on the couch. They rush home to do nothing. They rush home just to sit there and figure out, okay, I'm gonna go to sleep, do it all tomorrow.
have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more playing. If you don't have a 4.0, what you need to be doing is studying.
This is a life class. That means that we have an opportunity to learn how to maximize our lives. Think of the things that you're doing that somebody else could be doing. And think of yourself as a precious commodity that you are going to reserve your energy for your highest and best use.
All the successful people have the exact same amount of time that you have each day. So what did they do that you may not be doing? They invested in themselves on the weekends, after work, in the evening. They put time in something that they wanted to do. They invested their own time in themselves.
We are busier than any other generation we have seen in the last 300 to 400 years. We are just as busy as we can be, and we think because we're busy, we're effective. But I want you to challenge your schedule for a minute and ask yourself, are you really being effective, or is your life cluttered with all kinds of stuff that demands you and drains you and taxes you and stops you from being your highest and best self? And are you substituting busyness and all the chaos that goes along with busyness from being effective?
But I listened to what Jim Valvano said 21 years ago. The most poignant 7 words ever uttered in any speech anywhere. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Those great people didn't. So I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up. I'm not special. I just listened to what the man said.
No matter what you might be going through, don't quit. The secret is in not giving up. Everybody who's done something great, they weren't that deep. What they had was resiliency. They had the ability to bounce back. All the greats, they didn't quit. No matter how impossible your situation may seem, stay on course. I guarantee you cannot pass it if you quit. I guarantee you're gonna fail, but you don't know what's gonna happen if you keep going.
If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast Show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, big up. As always, thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we shift the mindset through inspiration, motivation, with a standing foundation of self-discipline. I am your respectful host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. You know the motto, the slogan, what we live by each and every day. Bet on yourself. You won't win unless you get in the game and play. The quote that has resonated with us here at the Impact Secret Podcast Show is by Bob Marley. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. Again, you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. Again, that's Bob Marley. One question, two thought-provoking statements. And the unique thing about this, family, one of the thought-provoking statements is actually the title of today's episode, or I should say the, I don't know, I was about to go real deep there, but then I just said, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. But anyway, back to the show. How many books have you listened to or read in the last 120 days? Again, how many books have you listened to or read in the last 120 days? First thought-provoking statement. do it all over again tomorrow. Do it all over again tomorrow. Second thought-provoking statement. Staying on code. Staying on code. Today's episode is entitled Staying on Code, Structure and Strategy. Again, staying on code, structure and strategy. I like to open up today's show with a quote from one of my favorite books entitled, What Makes the Great Great? Again, What Makes the Great Great by Dennis Kimbrough. That's Dennis Kimbrough. He is one of the co-authors of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Is he's one of my favorite authors up there because just some of the stuff he puts out and the research that's behind it. But anyway, let's get into today's quote. Today's quote is brought to you by James Corbett. Again, James Corbett. I may be saying his name wrong, so excuse me if anyone is listening and you're saying, man, you just butchered that man's name. I truly apologize, but what he said was so powerful. He said, when your feet are so tired that you have to shuffle back to the center of the ring, fight one more round. When your arms are so tired that you can hardly lift your hands to come on guard, fight one more round. When your nose is bleeding, your eyes are black, and you're so tired that you wish your opponent would crack you on the jaw and put you to sleep, fight one more round. Remember, the man who always fights one more round is never whipped. Man, that was so powerful. Family, let's be clear. The ability, as James Corbett talked about, or Corbett, depends, I don't, you know, talked about there, fighting one more round, aligns with today's title of staying on code for structure and strategy. Because when you're staying on code, you have a mission about you, meaning that even though that the mission may self-destruct in 5 seconds, the mission has already been locked in. You've agreed to the mission and you've agreed that no matter what, I'm going to keep going. It's challenging, family. Let's be honest, if we're just talking between you and I, to have the courage to keep going when the stats, when the audience, when you think or you hope that people are paying attention to whatever that thing, that dream that you are actually not just thinking about anymore, you are actually putting it into action and you're not seeing the results. How do you have the courage to keep going? When you're on your second, your third, your fourth, or maybe even your fifth breath of like, is this going to work? Okay, I'm going to give it everything. You pour everything into it and it still hasn't happened yet. How do you keep going? See, family, these are questions that I ask myself over the years of things that I've committed to, or I should really probably say that I was interested in, and then I said I have to make a commitment. See, being committed to something instead of being interested is a whole nother conversation. And you know, if you go back and listen to some older content that I have, that was one of my biggest pet peeves of saying there is a total difference of being committed and interested, because when you're committed, you have made up in your mind that nothing will get in the way, nor will be no excuses of why you could not execute on what you've chosen to do. When you're interested, it's one of those things where I like what Les Brown talks about, sitting in a chair. You can, you know, it's where you always come up, well, I'll try and sit down, or I'll try and do that. You use a I'll try mentality versus a I will do mentality. You see the difference in the actions there. The I'll try sounds very pessimistic. I'll try sounds like a fixed mindset. I'll try sounds like, well, we'll just put it off until another day when I feel more comfortable, because right now that is going to make me uncomfortable to do. You see, family, when you make your mind up and you made a decision that you're going to go after whatever that whatever your dream is and your goals, life is going to hit you. And it's not going to be something, it's not always going to be something serious. It's going to be something where, I'll give you a perfect example, family. This morning, I had every intention to get up at 3. Matter of fact, I woke up at 2:30 a.m. But I said, well, I have 30 minutes, so I'll go back to sleep. And I did. When I went back to sleep, my alarm did not go off. I should say the physical alarm, my internal alarm went off and said, wow, that seemed like I've been sleeping longer than 30 minutes. And I wake up and it's 3:43. At this point, I have two choices. First choice is I could be frustrated. I could be upset and mad because I let myself down, because I measure myself on the time that I said that I'm going to wake up. So if I say, okay, Monday and Tuesday, we're getting up at 3, but on Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to get up at 5 or 4 or whatever, I am measuring myself, and because I didn't meet that timeline of getting up, you can go into a mode of which you start thinking that, oh man, you know what? I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to get this done. I'm not. So you start now, all of a sudden you start creating this cycle of negativity before you haven't even done anything yet. And you don't even know if you can do all those things, because you never found out if you can compact all of those things in that short amount of time, because you've done lost an hour already. And the challenge is, and that's why I said one or two things, when you wake up with that mindset that you feel like you're already behind, then you continue throughout the day to lead that way. And I had to learn this the hard way, because I got to a point where I got sick and tired of feeling that way. I was like, okay, well, we were supposed to get up at this time and we didn't. But the key point is I got up. You see, that's why, you know, you have to, the ability to change the way you look at things is one of the reasons why I have to admit I've been able to stay sane. Because if I allowed every little thing to really get under my skin, to really make me feel a certain way and start acting on emotion instead of logic, hey, things happen. And the funny thing, this is the funny thing about it, family. I had the audacity the night before to set my alarm, and I verified the look. But what I did, I set it for 3 p.m., not 3 a.m. So I wasn't, there wasn't nothing I could do at that point. Now we need to get up. I didn't rush and feel like all the whole world was on my shoulders. It was just the ability to say, We're going to do as much as we can. We're going to go hard. We're going to go fast, but we're still going to keep the quality and consistency there. Because what you end up doing, you start putting extra stress on you that you don't already need. Just being alive is stress enough, because of the stressors of work, the stressors of family, the stressors of personally, the things that you want to accomplish personally, the things that you know you're meant to do. The stressors of life is enough. Why would we go and add additional stressors onto our life? I know I have. I've done it multiple times. And that's why, you know, through the ability to understand, hey, I didn't make the time, but that still does not stop the dream. A lot of times, family, we will put our dreams on hold because of it didn't line up the way that we thought it would line up. If you would have told me, I would have been here right there, right now. A kid from Kalamazoo, Michigan, a kid born in Flint, Michigan. Like, if you would have told me that, I wouldn't have believed that I would be doing what I'm doing now. It's just a whole thing, family, when you look at it, is that we can sometimes get caught up. That's why I like what T.D. Jakes said of assuming we are substituting the lifestyle of we're staying busy, but we're not being effective. When he talked, someone was interviewing him on I think it was his last book. I think Drop the Mic, if I recall correctly. The interviewer asked him a question, and I don't even remember what the question was, but I remember that he was talking about how he wasn't looking to be famous because he still enjoyed being able to go out and get chicken wings or be able to go out to eat and things like that. He wasn't looking to be famous. He was looking to be effective. And I love that because I'm not looking for fame myself. I am looking to be effective. I am looking to help people that when I was coming up, there would have been great to have information out there because it's not all about the rah, rah, rah inspiration and motivation. It's about what are those disciplines? What are those habits that will help me get in front of the class or help me be able to be able to move differently in a crowd of people that may not want the same things that I want and still be able to enjoy the company that I have around me. See, that's another thing. I may have to do a whole nother show on that, family, about how when you are in company that doesn't share the same philosophy as you do, as like for me, wanting to be effectiveness through communication, through being able to change people's life, change people's paradigm of saying it's not that it's just possible, it's that you can do it. It's just you putting time aside to say, I'm going to invest 30 minutes or I'm going to invest an hour or I'm going to sacrifice waking up early, even though I know I have a long day ahead of me. But this is the thing that I enjoy doing. And if this is what I enjoy doing, I have to make time for it. You'll make time for anything else. You'll make time for the TV when you want to, or to watch that series. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm a big fan. I'll watch a series in a minute if it's something that's enlightening and I can learn from it on top of that. But I'm still going to do the required work ahead of time. Have I fell short? Of course. But I understand it's a balancing act, because if I become so obsessed, which, you know, I'm still a work in progress, so forgive me, but obsessed about, you know, my dream, I'll miss out on an opportunity to touch other people's life, because how am I going to be able to relate what someone has been through if I haven't been through it myself? But me going through a lot of these things myself and understanding, you know, the unspoken words in certain environments, and now I learning it, I will now be able to have the ability to expose that and help, you know, individuals say, you know, hey, you probably want to start investing in yourself instead of going to get that Louis bag or that Birkin or, you know, that new pair of Gucci, you know, slides or sneakers or anything like that. Go get a book, go get a course, go get some training on a skill set that can be sold to the marketplace. Why? Because then once you do that, you can go get all that stuff that you want. But you have to understand that the challenge, what I see in this run for, you know, to achieve my dreams, and this run that you're on to achieve your dreams, is the daily grind, the daily waking up and doing it all over again, waking up, doing it all over again. And And reason why I've noticed, you know, and I've, and this is where I was able to tell this is through, through Schoolastics. I don't know why I had to use the word Schoolastics. I wanted to sound educated, but no, honestly, through being able to, having to write papers and things that for school, it taught me the, to being able to have that ability to stay patient. And I also learned it at, you know, working and just through life and dealing with people, period. But the point I'm trying to make is that that daily grind, it is not fun. And if anybody is telling you it is fun, they are lying. Now, they may be telling the truth because I'm about to, it may sound like I'm going to contradict myself when I'm about to say what I'm about to say, is I don't like the grind. But I love the results. I love the taste of being able to set a goal and achieve it. I love to be able to look at my vision board and be like, wow, I can take that down because I said that's what I wanted. And it came to fruition because I did the work. I said I wanted to be the number one motivational speaker. I said I want to be king of this. I said that, you know, I was going to be able to create an economics. I did that. And now we're on to the next dream. It's no sitting down and let me get my breath and or whatnot. Because I understand this is a race, and in a race, the only time you get to take a water break is it depends what type of race you're running. But if you're running to a marathon, yeah, you may be able to, it depends. Again, it all depends because if you see one of your competitors taking a water break, then you're going to want to run longer. So again, it's about really pacing yourself to the point of what you really want. And when I mean pacing, I don't mean taking it slow or waiting for things to get right. Because a lot of people, they'll mistake that whole word of pacing. You know, there has to be a sense of urgency of saying that, yes, I want this thing. However, I understand that I have to continue to work on my craft. So if someone asks me, well, hey, let me hear you do one of your speeches and you know, sometimes they'll try to be funny, that you could come in and just kill them. And they're like, wow, we didn't know that you had that in you. Well, you didn't know what I was doing. So when you was asking me to go out to have drinks or go out to a house party or a gathering, I should say, and I kept rejecting and saying no. And eventually, you know, the friendship kind of started veering off and we talked less and all of these things. This is what I was doing, but I couldn't talk with you about this. I couldn't share that with you. It's not that I was trying to hide something. It's just the simple fact that a lot of times people won't understand what you're doing and what you're working on because it may infringe on the plan they have for your life. I might set someone free with that one. A lot of times, family, I hate to admit it, people have plans for your life that they don't understand that you didn't sign up for those plans. When I ask you how many books or that you read or listened to, it's not about being part of Oprah's book club. It's not part of being a part of another book club. It's the whole thing about, have you read something or has something made you want to go look further? See, I read and listen to books because it allows me to expand my mind, expand my vocabulary. At the same time, I'm able to learn something that I can apply. I'm looking for books where I can take the information and apply it right away, not next year, not 2 years. You know, I want to be able to apply the information. And so that's what was the whole reason for my biggest leap. And I mean leap, and just threw everything inside and jumped inside of personal development because of the fact of I was tired of being comfortable. And being uncomfortable is something that no one really enjoys. And again, going back to the thing, if they say they enjoy it, they're probably addicted to the results. It's not the actual experience. Because no, who enjoys, you know, I know every morning when I get ready to work out and I look at that treadmill and I'm like, it family, I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. I sit there for 30 minutes And every day I have a choice to either get on that treadmill or not. And what I do to push myself to get on that treadmill, I say, I think about, if I don't get on this treadmill today, there's somebody that will. And I made a commitment for 5 days a week. And today is not the day I'm not going to get on here. So we got to do the work. It doesn't look fun. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not pumped up. But I understand in the power of consistency. I understand in the power of staying on code of the commitment that I made. I understand the power of structure and strategy, because when you have a structure and saying, these are the things I plan to accomplish before I do anything else, meaning this is my personal time for me to be a better person. And there's nothing that's going to come before this. Nothing. Because if I'm not my best version of myself, how can I be a benefit, or how can I be of value to you? So family, as you're going through this thing we call life, on this journey, stay on code. Stay on code to continue to push through the day to day. Continue to push through the grind. And whatever that goal or dream is that you're living for, that you're breathing for, remember, it's waiting on you. It's just for you to get out the green room and step into the actual, step on the actual stage. It's been your boy, ED. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Staying on code, structure and strategy. Family, stay on code. Don't give up. Don't quit. Remember the quote I read earlier, one more round. You just need to fight one more round. One more. Till next time. Peace.